Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
For the next 10 minutes, I'll just show you some part of the Bible. I see strong in my spirit, man. Remember, God is restoring to you in a dimension that only God can do. Where you have been defrauded, where you made the mistakes, God is so merciful. There's an unusual restoration in the house today. In the name of Jesus. So I decree and I declare your restoration. In the name of Jesus. I say, let your restoration be total. In the name of Jesus. Let it affect your spirit, man, your soul, your physical life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Just turn with me your Bible to the Gospel according to St. John. St. John's Gospel. Chapter 14. I'll read two verses there, then I'll jump to two other verses. I'll stop. The first verse we want to consider is 16. It says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may remain with you. Hallelujah. Before then, he has said that if you love me, you will keep my commandment. You know, Jesus was talking to them. Then he says, and I will ask the Father. The reason he didn't say my Father, he was speaking to them as being same, though he was there to die and resurrect. But he was speaking to them in the context of his resurrection, when they, like him, will all belong, be children of that together with the Father, when they'll be operating as joint heir together. Today, in the name of Jesus, if truly you are born again, you are a joint heir with Christ. You are a child of God as much as Jesus Christ is a child of God. Now, that's difficult for many to absorb. And that's why, I feel the fire. That's why they are not able to walk in the dimension of the spirituality or supernatural that I feel the fire, that he intends of us. Because if we just find it impossible to believe. But I break that doubt in the name of Jesus. You are as much a son as Jesus was a son walking the face of the earth. In fact, you are a son today in the name of Jesus. So he was talking to them in this context. He was anticipating his resurrection. So he said, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Why will he give you? That he may remain with you. Why? Because he, Jesus, was going away. And the context of another comforter is, if you've enjoyed my stay, if you've enjoyed God with you, I'm sending another comforter that will be God with you forever. See, not another God. You see, what he was saying was that my physical presence with you was God coming down to you. But you see, I will change from being physical, that God in the spirit will be permanently yours. There will be no good night. There will be no bye-bye. Mm-mm. He will be with you permanently. When Jesus walked the earth, he was with him permanently. See, he devoided himself of everything Godhood so that he would be like you. He stripped himself, but he never committed sin. Because he knew his mission. He received the Holy Ghost upon him. And from that day forward, you will never hear that he did anything without. That's why you will read how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. If you're a child of God, the day you got born again, an anointing came upon your life. Now, I know what I'm talking about. Because sometimes I say, what gives them this kind of raw confidence? It's Jesus. How can Jesus be inside of you and he will not manifest? You see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, even verse 17, it says, if any man be in Christ, come on, he's a new creation, all things are passed away. He said, behold, all. So you become a center for new beginning. That's why I'm that today is an unusual beginning for somebody. Though you have been born again for quite a while, But you begin to walk in a dimension of victory that you have never witnessed before. In the name of Jesus. It's a new beginning. And if you read further, 18:19, you say, how be Jesus Christ, I mean, God was in Christ Jesus, beckoning the world to himself. He said, now that you are born again, you have now been given the ministry of reconciliation. You are in him. So your ministry. So you are now clothed in him. And God was in Christ. And now you are in Christ and he's in you. So you know how God did it in Christ? Anywhere Christ went, everything, every creature would. Because that was the creator. The creator beckoned to them. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Everywhere. Can't you see, if you have an understanding of what I'm saying, anywhere you turn. Anywhere you turn. Okay. I'm sure you're beginning to wonder, is he talking about me? Are you born again? Are you sure? If you're sure, say amen. As many as sound, I mean, as answered that question, Jesus Christ is in you. Will you allow him be himself? Oh, I feel the fire. So let the Christ in her rise. Because he's in you. Jesus said it. I will ask the Father. He will send you another comforter. Now, quickly, because I'm looking at Amplified Bible. He said, he will send you another comforter. Now in bracket, he will send you a counselor. How many of you have ever gone for counsel before? Or counseling before? You go for counseling before? You go for counseling when you are getting confused over a matter. When the matter is becoming stubborn, we want some light in some areas. You say, please, I need some counseling. Can you imagine the spirit of counsel? Before it becomes confusion. I feel the fire. So, you have, he said, it's counselor. The spirit of counsel. The spirit of helping. Say, it will be, I've seen another comforter, that is a counselor, a helper, an intercessor, an advocate, a strengthener, a standby. In any of this area in your life that you have need, receive strength. If you are saying, nobody can, nobody's helping me, nobody's looking at me, nobody, you forget, you don't even know who you are, that's why. Nobody cares. You don't know who you are. You are just displaying your ignorance. The counselor is there. The strengthener is there. The helper is there. The stamper is there. You are denying him. That's why you are feeling lonely and abandoned. That's why you're feeling helpless and weak. Let him be who he is. Who is asking you to use your power? He said, I will ask the Father, he will send you a strengthener. Verse 26. But the comforter, that is the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, that is the Holy Spirit. Now he mentioned him clearly. But the comforter, the Holy Spirit, it will help you, it will counsel with you, intercede for you, strengthen you, always with you. That's why it's a standby. That he may remain with you always. He said, and when the Holy Spirit, the counselor, has come, whom the Father will send in my name. Hello. He says, in my place to represent me and to act on my behalf, he will teach you. Everybody say, teach, teach, teach. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. He will teach you some things. So what do you want to know? What about life do you want to know? That God has not made adequate provisions for your knowledge. He will teach you. Is it marriage? Let him teach you. How to handle your husband? Let him teach you. Is it business? I didn't go to business school. Let him teach you now. I'm not saying don't go when you have opportunities. Please go, because he will teach you even through them. But if you've not had the opportunity to go to Lagos Business School or Harvard, who says you will not succeed? He will teach you. Is it relationship? Is it how to get rid of that sickness in your body that the devil has been telling you lie about, that you will die from? He will teach you how to shake it. He says, He will teach you some things. Come on, I can hear you. So you now understand what that psalmist meant when he said, he says, what a friend we have in Jesus. And graves. Follow me. What a privilege to carry everything. What you think is not significant, or what you think is too much for man. Everything. Oh, what we are. Okay. Oh, needless pain we because we do not carry some things. Everything. Do you know that you will bear needless pain if I expect Ronkette to become to me a mother, a wife, a sister, a cook? She can't. Hear you. How can she be your wife when she's married? You'll be frustrated because you're asking for man what he cannot give you. How can she be your cook? When you have your own home, you have your children, you have your wife, you have. Doesn't she have some people to cater for? See, the challenge is that, or the problem is that we're only expecting too much from inadequate vessels. And what we do is that we make them God. When there is He that will teach you, He's standing by. He's going nowhere. He's yours forever. He will teach you. The next time I say, and He will remind you. When He teaches you and reminds you during the exam, you'll be a genius. You'll be first class. First class among first classes. He will teach you. He made the whole system. And He now lives in you. And He's teaching you concerning everything. And anytime you face a test, He reminds you. Have you ever seen where the lecturer follows them to the exam hall? And when they read the question, he says, yes, this is what you're going to write. You remember this? Yes. Remember this? Write this. Write this. And he's the one to mark it. What a privilege to carry everything. What are you taking to Him this morning? Can you see the God we serve? He will cause you to recall. He will remind you. He will bring to your remembrance everything I have taught you. 16, chapter 16. I don't care how fearful you were when you were coming in today, but I can predict with 99% accuracy in the name of Jesus that when you're going out, you'll be stronger. You say, why? Because He's standing by. You see what I mean? He's doing the teaching right now. He's doing the teaching right now. And where the devil tells you lies, he will remind you what he has said. You see what I mean? And besides, he will strengthen you. Can't you see that here today is a collision with the miraculous? You are going now to prosper in the name of Jesus. In Yoruba, entuba kolwe after here. O koloro. In the name of Jesus. That is anyone that will accidentally jam you. He jams trouble. That is, if the jamming is negative, automatic conversion. If the jam, and anyone you jam, okay, promotion, debawo. Deliverance, debawo. In the name of Jesus. Restoration. The name of Jesus. I'm sure somebody say something is happening to this man. Yes, it's the Holy Ghost. He says 16:13. But when the Spirit of Truth, see what he called him again? The word truth there is reality. You see, I feel the fire. Where I'm going is this. You know, those who succeed in life, watch their choices, watch their decision making. They know what to choose, how to choose, when to choose. If you choose what is good at the wrong time, it's wrong priority, you're in trouble. If you choose what is good at a good time, you're a flyer. Somebody has just been delivered. You say, how do you know? The truth has set somebody free. See, it's not emotions. Emotions, let me tell you what emotions do. When you're emotional about a decision, you are looking for people's sympathy. You're looking for human accolade and sympathy. But when it's spirit guided, whether people say, hey, oh, it doesn't matter. Heaven has said, oh, people will catch up later. See, the problem with most of us is that we must please people. But you can't put the pleasing of people ahead of the pleasing of God. When you put pleasing God first, people will be pleased. Some instantly, some later. It's not if, it's when. Let me bring her. That's why God has delivered me. But the time we have, I think it's man that promotes. Allah maje. If it's man's promotion, I don't want, because they will take it back. If it's God's promotion, no man, because it comes about by, he will be with you forever. Hallelujah. You see, I said that he will single the people out. Didn't I say it? By the Spirit of God, that is, I said it, by the Spirit of God, not by my power. Can I see that? Total restoration in Jesus' name. Now, if you don't come out, it doesn't mean that it's not restoring for you. Because no prophecies have a private interpretation. Ah, Baba Ekushe. Ah, Egurumeje. Ah, be careful. So you don't think that they are the ones, they are the reason why you are moving. I appreciate them. I say, thank you. Please help me praise Jesus. If you let it get into your head, your spirit man will be diminished. God forbid, in the name of Jesus. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of Reality, when it comes, and what's reality? I tell people, I say, realities, it can be fickle for many. Because see, my defined reality when I was leaving school was different from what it is now. My defined reality when I was 16 is was different from what it is today. You know, the way you dream. But when you begin to do the work, you realize that some things are not like you see. You are thinking too much in ideal terms. Now you are confronted with real life. Then you adjust. It's good to have visions. It's good to have dreams. If you don't have, there's no guidelines in the first place. But when you begin to walk, you now begin to adjust, as it were. Because at the time, you see, you define things by the people around you. But the moment you have the opportunity to move somewhere, you say, okay, now I have some things I pick from there. I'm seeing things here in another dimension. There's something else I'm going to pick from here. So your reality is redefined. You know? But when the Holy Ghost helps you define reality, you don't make mistakes. Whether you are 16 or 80. Because it's reality. It minimizes wastages in your life. It saves you time. You cover ground quickly and good ground. You say, how? Because he's the creator of mankind, creator of everything. He says, when he is come, he will guide you into all realities. Into all the realities of life. The whole, the fullness of life. For he will not speak of his own message, but he will tell whatever he hears. He will give the message that has been given to him. He will declare to you what is to come. All things that the Father has are mine. That's why I say you'll come to me and reveal to you all that I have. Because everything I have, I'm sharing with you. What if you don't know what you have? So what I've just said in this short message is, get ready to be led by the Spirit. You can't fear. Pastor, if you know what I've suffered in life, you think I can still recover? Let the Spirit take over. There'll be unusual, inexplainable restoration. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.